Hey, Out and About listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Hey, you crazy guys. Welcome on into Out and About, episode number 112. I think, as you'll notice, I'm actually wearing a Malaysian weave. Joey came in tonight about, then I strolled in about 2 p.m. and with more products from the Harlem Beauty Store than I have ever seen in my life. She had eyelashes.
That's Yaki.
This is Yaki?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's the type of hair. No, it's not Yaki. That's actually human.
Is it emo if I do this?
Yeah. You look really great, though.
It's Kid Rock a little bit with the hat.
No, it's not Kid Rock. You look like an angry cis lesbian who, if you just change yourself to a fence to protest something, like someone like was
what
mistreated.
What would I be protesting, though, right now? Monkeypox vaccine?
You know, mushrooms still have not worked for me.
You don't take enough.
I took enough. Like when I went back to those young boys' house, remember I met them outside, I ended up in Edgewater, New Jersey.
They were in middle school. Why did you go back to their house?
No, they weren't in middle school. They were in
elementary.
They were in pre-K. No, I went back and I took a bunch of mushrooms and I wasn't even really that drunk. I felt a little numb, but like I never see shit. Like I want to see like bunnies fly.
I don't think you took
face.
That much. I think you did a square at the beach.
And then I
told them to triple down. I go, all right, you want to see shit? Take a handful of these things.
Then I took them and we went to that club in Boston.
Yes.
I took a whole handful. Like that didn't do shit either.
Well, Nana was boozing.
Are you not supposed to drink on them?
It depends on like how much you take. Like if you take enough, it's not going to matter. But like if you're just casually boozing and like throw one or two in, yeah, you're going to feel more like you're going to feel a little tingly, but just more.
Okay,
like,
so I'm going to do is I have to be sober.
My whole vision was going.
Oh yeah, no, it can happen.
It was really crazy. So I woke up tripping my dick off. What'd you say?
I got to find some new ones and just do them by myself. Not myself, but just do them like without drinking.
Maybe
and things
just,
like that.
You just up
because it's a new thing. Like now, everyone and that weed is legal everywhere. Like everyone's this next thing. I just can't wait till the heroin's legal again.
Well, you should just go straight to fentanyl. I think that's the move for you.
You know, can I tell the Matt Mafia secret?
Yes.
I'm pretending to work on my computer. I'm actually just swirling on.
Pretending. We all knew you weren't working. You're not.
Now, where is this file? Like, Joey, your computer's not touchscreen.
Yeah.
Now, where is this file back here?
We had a very fun weekend on the Jersey Shore, Spring Lake, New Jersey. Shout out to all the Man Mafia that came to Jenks. That was at Parker House. That came up and said hi. We had an absolute blast. How fun was that?
It was fun until you get... Until Jeff D'Lo tries to bring you into his cult. Now he's brainwashed.
I think Jeff D?
You know what Jeff D'Lo is?
What?
Jeff D'Lo is, and I'm being very serious. He is Charles Manson.
And all those
young women he has
That's
brainwashed.
That's not true. Jeff D is not Charles Manson.
And all those young girls he has brainwashed.
Well,
are going to go kill Catherine Tate. Or Catherine Tate killed them. What happened?
Sharon Tate. They killed Sharon Tate.
Yeah.
You think Jeff D'Lo is going to murder someone on the show?
I don't think he's murdered, but I think he's mind controlling. He's very mind controlling when he's down there.
He's doing full mind control.
Very ritualistic things that they do with that DJs.
Well,
we always pregame at the girl's house.
Yeah, shut the fuck. I tweeted out. I go, everyone on the Jersey Shore is so fucking nuts about plans. We go to this bar at this time. On this day, we do this. On this, do this. Can I not go to the bar whenever the fuck I want? I don't want to do like.
I'm all about.
I want to be on like a schedule and do this and this. And this. Everyone relax.
Yeah, I don't like that about a beach trip.
I'm 32.
Yeah.
Let me do whatever.
I like a little bit of real ritualist, especially if you're your first time. I like the people showing the ropes, but then like can use your own assessment. Like the club that he likes is called DJs.
It very is fun. We love DJs.
Very fun.
We love Funny Anthony. We love everyone there. But
it's not
fucking.
First of all, it's not for someone my age. It's not something you do every single night or sometimes
twice.
It's
something twice. You do once a summer. It's something you do once a.
A lifetime.
Once a full moon.
Yeah.
No,
so once he goes every single night. Like, I understand that's the funnest place to go where that's right next to their house. It is not for me. I enjoy the exuberance. I enjoy had a younger time. Oh, it's I for probably would have loved it.
It's for Nana.
No, it's too crowded.
But you liked it. You were there late.
Well, yeah, because I couldn't find my way out.
Yeah. No, it's huge. It is true, though. It was very, you know, Jersey Shore. No,
what I will say, I'm much more of a Jenks girl. I'm 100%, 100,000% more of a Jenks girl.
No, you're a Parker House.
No, even Parker House is good. But Parker House downstairs is so hot. I love the Parker House. I love Molly Parker.
Shout out the lady.
Last night.
What's her name?
Her name's Molly.
Molly, the lady who's a manager there, brought us right in.
So last night, so I went, after you left that night.
You went again?
Saturday night, I went to dinner. I went with a bunch of friends. That were staying with me. I went with Glennie Balls. I went with.
Do not say who I think you're.
Dana Beers.
Don't.
And his beautiful wife.
Can you please bleep that? Well, I really am. I'm beginning to get upset about your friendship.
A whole group of us went. Devin was there. Rhea was there. Marty was there. We were
Did
all
you hook
together.
Up with Devin?
I wanted to because we were all coupled up.
Right.
But no. I went
because you had a FaceTime going. You actually spit on your fingers. And then
no, everyone was hanging out. You know, they all had houses in Belmore. They were staying wherever they were staying, and we all met up for dinner, and that was really nice. And Molly wasn't there that night, but a guy named Tom was there, and he walked us right into the club again.
Tommy we got Salami?
It was a different Tom. He walked us right in the club again. We got our stamps. They had the best drinks there. I gotta say, if you're ever at Parker House, get that cucumber drink on the menu at the restaurant. I don't think they have it in the back.
You know, it was so funny. We were sitting there on the deck watching literal. Busloads of people of kids show up one Bussy to the loads. Next to the next to the next, and it was like all of a sudden we must have seen 15-20 busloads of kids, and Nana and Trish are just sitting there like just Maleficent, just watching all these straight boys go in drinking. I'm looking over at
girls have no panties on.
Joey's going drinking is saying. Next thing you know, we get escorted in the back. We're doing shots. We're hanging out.
Yeah. Parker House is very fun. Love that place. I love Jenks. They have the big outdoor place. I even got a little packed like later on that we went on there on Saturday night.
Are you going to go down again? We only have how many days left? I'm not. I don't think.
I'm not going to go down again ever.
I want you to go to Fire Island this weekend. Saturday, we're at Jetski's having a block party at his place in Kismet. So we want to go there.
And we'll stay at Jetski's house?
Jetski's house? Yeah, they have Janiella said there's room.
Who's going to go? Is that coming?
Me, yep. Me, you, Jetski.
So that means I'm not coming because that means I'll end
but
up on a couch somewhere.
But other people are
going
to go too.
That means I'll end up on a couch somewhere.
Oh, you'll definitely be in a couch.
Then I'm not going.
Yep. Well, I think you should.
Absolutely not. I'm not sitting on a couch.
Why don't you get a room, a hotel?
There's
or why don't you stay,
on
my,
Fire
stay
Island?
At my place? Weren't you going to sleep with that guy?
No. You said I'm not allowed to. You hated him.
No, but I mean, he's not. He said something rude to me like 10 years ago and I held on to it, which is, I think, a normal and healthy. Normal and healthy.
But he doesn't want to have sex with me.
You seemed into it last episode.
You don't want to have sex with him.
Why not?
You do not have sex with people. Don't pretend like the reason
well,
you're not
I would.
Going is because. No, you would not, Jolly.
So why aren't you staying at your house?
I am.
So then I'm staying in. Then if I'll stay at Jetski's house.
I offered Jetski's because I knew you would not want to stay at mine, but you're more than welcome.
That's
to stay
what I mean.
At mine.
I'll have a bed at Jetski's house.
I don't know. Maybe we can find if we find
you're
you,
not staying at Jetski's.
No, but if we find you a bed, your own bed, will you come?
Well, if I find my own bed, yeah, then I'll come.
Okay. Anyone listening right now who has a bed?
No, I'm not staying in a stranger's house. I don't know. I think I put a stake in the a nail in the coffin after that. I think I'm done. I'm really pissed. I didn't get to go swimming once. I didn't go swimming once this summer. I drink and like have fun by the pool. Yeah. My sister's house. I was there. Like,
your sister has a pool?
We used to before she moved to South Carolina this year.
This is the sister that I met.
No, you never met Dana.
Oh,
so this is my sister that I grew. You know, not I grew up. My sister had the house there, so we raised the kids at that house. And it's like, you know, every summer we had this beautiful pool. So I was swimming is my favorite thing. Listening to country music and swimming and day drinking is my favorite thing. And I did it probably in a normal summer for the past 15 years. I probably did it. How many days in the summer? 100 days?
Yeah.
I did it like 97 days of the summer. Like every single day I was
beach.
Swimming.
You hate the beach, so you like pool.
I don't like the beach at all.
Yeah. Well, we were done with pool. There was an opportunity.
I don't think I ever did a real swim day this entire summer.
Well, don't you have a pool at your place, Sandra? Well, what the fuck?
But is it shared with strangers?
Straight
no.
boys?
No, I want that.
No, it has to be private.
A pool and a backyard that a house that my friend.
Will they be?
No, I can't go to people's parents' house. I need to be able to be myself.
You would not be.
No, yeah. I need to be able to drink what I want to drink. I don't want to have to be like tiptoeing around wondering if the family's going to think I'm crazy. I need like a place to myself where I can go swimming. Thank God. Actually, never mind. I'm going swimming.
Where?
Oh, fuck. I forgot my vacation. No,
well, where are you going?
I'm going upstate to Westchester, where Billy, right down the street from Billy Football lives.
To August 5th,
August 5th through the 10th. Lee and I got the mansion, so we're going there.
Oh, great.
August 5th through the 10th. I won't be at work.
That's fine.
I'll be here.
Hiatus.
Because you're, well, you're going to
I'm going
Greece.
To. Yeah.
You're not going down that.
I'm going the 14th to the 10th or something to the 24th. I don't know. But you're gonna, you have the mansion to yourself. Are you going to drive those cars? That's scary. I feel like that's so much
responsibility. No, we don't really drive the cars. We just hang out there. But yeah, I totally forgot. Now I have my summer.
Explain who Leah's person is without giving it away. You don't.
Oh, nothing.
It.
Leah, it's a friend of ours. That
Very, very wealthy.
Very wealthy friend of mine. Very, very nice. We rent it. He lets us use his house every summer. It's Leah's son's birthday, so we have the birthday party up there. We invite her parents to come. Her father's coming. You know, my poppy was supposed to come, but he can't come because he has to work at the pool. Lifeguarding.
So believe it or not, he actually lifeguards in the summers.
So yeah, so I forgot that's gonna be my last straw. But after that, that's the nail in the coffin. I'm done with summer. I'm ready for fall.
You're
ready for the cold weather.
You're a fall warm like. Cozy sweatshirt.
No, I still wear tank tops because I still sweat like a beast. But I just like I like I can sleep with the window open. Yeah. I can turn my air off.
I like finally. Late August, like September is the best. Be like the water is so warm. It's like perfect.
What water?
It's hazy ocean water. It's hazy. Ooh. It's great.
So everyone's getting eaten up by sharks. I don't know why you go in that water.
How about that?
We went to the beach that day and I only get it because I was going to die of heat stroke.
He was. You should have seen Nana. Yeah. I was.
There was one little umbrella. PFT was from PFT and his wife are very lovely. They had everything you could ever need. A great cooler. They only had one umbrella, though. I did want my own umbrella next time. Not because I'm not trying to get suntan, because I look great with a tan.
It was 103.
It's because it's fucking 103 degrees.
It was 103 degrees, and I look. The waves are rough, and like you have to get out past the waves in order to
Me
be able
to relax.
Me and Glennie
got knocked the fuck down, and we were like 800 pounds
combined.
I'm there.
I'm floating on my back. I look. I see Joey's getting beat up over and over for 20 minutes. He's in the surf, battling around trying.
Well,
to get
I don't
want to
go over
thing.
There to step on crabs and get my fucking bed.
No, you had to get out. You had to go 10 yards out, and you would have been fine.
The sharks can get you there.
You know, there's been 6 shark attacks.
Yeah,
on Long
and your
Island
dumb ass is all the way over there,
Jones Beach, believe it or not, which is close to the city.
Oh,
6
yeah.
shark attacks thus far. One of them, a 16-year-old kid, got eaten. How great would that be if I got eaten by a shark? A big bite.
We'll not die because.
Would you rather lose an arm or a leg?
Ooh. I'm thinking what I'd change the podcast name to. Oh, sorry, hold on.
I'm brainstorming, actually.
Me, I know, I'd rather die.
Arm or leg?
Dead.
No, you have to choose.
I wouldn't pick one.
All right, hand or foot?
Neither. I would rather be.
You
if
can
I
get the cool claw, you can bedazzle the claw.
No, I'd rather just die.
Now you can decorate the claw with support.
You know that's like asking someone the biggest fear in the world of spiders. Like, would you just live in a spider
toe
tank?
Or finger?
Nothing.
You have to do toe or finger.
No.
What about? Finger. Genital that's mutilation that you can then turn into a vagina.
You know, it's my biggest fear.
Genital mutilation, which you can then turn into a bionic pussy.
No, I think I'm done anyway.
With what?
Life. I'm just like over it.
You're over it. Now she will spiral mid-show.
I mean, the thing is, it's sick to say, but it's like once you get to the top, there's nowhere else to go but down. And it's like I've experienced everything I can ever experience. I have everything I can ever want.
That's how I feel with the Jersey Shore.
It's like I'm good, sis.
Oh, you know what else I want to talk about?
What if I really die this week?
If you die?
Should I take my own life?
Do it on live stream. Let's get those followers up.
God forbid, cut that part.
You know what else I want to talk
Not
about
the whole part.
On Jersey Shore? The fitness culture on New Jersey is fucking insane. I went to the gym. You know how like
Loser.
Parents tell their kids to go to the gym, like whatever. Oh, go work out. You'll get like, it'll make you feel good, whatever. The parents at this gym were working their kids out.
That's so weird.
It was like the mothers in here looked like they could squat a compact car.
Yeah.
Like these women just built like tan, like, and they're like pushing the kids. The dads are out lifting the sons. The mothers are out running the daughters. It was so hilarious to me. The only other place I've seen fitness culture like that is in Long Island, where it's just like, it's part of it. And people don't go there to the gym to like, you know, it's not like Equinox where you go there to like, you know, relax, whatever. There it's, they go there to lift and to put on mass. And it's like 22, 23 year old kids. And then no one my age. And then parents.
Well, because they have to take out their racism and aggressions toward other things besides, you know, because Trump's not winning. Didn't win
they
anymore.
They have to channel it into making their kids hot.
The Trump culture in New Jersey is shockingly disgusting.
What do you mean? Disgusting in terms of there's not enough?
There's not. No, it's like They go to the beach with the flags, like, and like, and hang flags. Like, you're that much of a fucking loser that you have to hang.
Here we go, baby.
Your fucking, your political beliefs on the fucking thing.
It's so much worse on the Gulf.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, seriously, if you go to,
what is who you voted for have to do with anything on the beach?
Also, what is who you voted for in 2016?
Yeah. Get over it, you fucking losers.
Nice. Now Nana's turning the corner. I like angry Nana, believe it or not.
Oh, what about when I yelled to the man?
What are you talking about?
When I got in a fight with the Taj Mahal.
Oh, I'm telling this story. You shut your fucking mouth. This was the most aggressive thing I've ever seen. It was bad because we were going. Now, whenever Nana overheats, you can see the just that venom.
Well, first of all, I was annoyed because you promised me I'd be dropped off curbside and escorted to the pool.
You were six feet away from
the
fucking thing.
We had to park all the way in a parking lot.
God forbid we drive him in a luxury automobile to the beach so he doesn't have to walk.
I was crammed in the back seat of that car.
Yeah, crammed in the back seat. Anyway, we go to the beach. He's sweating. We're schlepping our shit there. It's about maybe 30 yards from the beach, not far. We pull up. There's a little hut.
30 yards?
Shut up. In Asbury Park, where you have to get your ticket to go on the beach. It's $10 to go on the beach. So this guy's there. There's a little, it's a window facing the boardwalk and another one where a fan is. So I go, okay, it's $10. You go to the machine, you get your receipt, you give him the thing, they give you a wristband to go on the beach. Joey
was looking for my wallet.
I'm not even going to be able to tell you. I'm not going to get through this. Joey is looking for his wallet.
In my bag. In my beach bag.
He puts the bag up on the counter where the guy is and blocks the fan.
No. The first time I put the counter, you weren't there because you were doing something else. I put it on the regular counter where you pay. Like where you sign your check. Okay, so things like that. There's a counter and you're at a window. That's where you put your bag to look for your thing. Like I was looking for my wallet. So pay the fucking guy to get on his dumb fucking beach. You want the money or not, you
hold on,
motherfucker.
He puts it there. The guy says, take it down. I'm like, ooh. He just almost got his head bit off. I can see it in his eyes. So he takes it down. He walks to the side.
For my first, I said, I'm getting money to pay you. You want to get paid or not, motherfucker?
That's literally what he said. And then he
you
walks
dumb
around.
Dumb motherfucker.
Shut up. Fuck. And then he walks around to the side. He puts it up there. The guy says something. He goes, fuck you. This isn't the Taj Mahal. Do you want to get paid or not? And me and Zach turn around.
We're like, banging on the window.
What is going
on? I'm looking for my wallet. I'm not bending over in the fucking on the ground. Getting on the
but you know what that
ground,
was? That was
my wallet.
That was the heat getting to him. This guy was so taken aback. Everyone was taken aback because he snapped. And then I go, why can't you get a fucking air conditioner in here, dude? It was 120 degrees in the thing. He was like, oh, you got to tell the town to do that.
Town.
Okay. And also the little fan.
Everyone's so dramatic in New Jersey. The fucking cops, they have nothing better to do. They act like they're fucking gods. They're
so dramatic, you know, in New Jersey. That was his reaction to having his bag moved. Point proven.
Yeah.
Point fucking proven.
Why I'm never going back, and I hope the whole place burns to shit.
It is bizarre. Parker House was strange too because there were fucking cops everywhere.
Well, because they act like everyone just murdered someone down there because they have nothing better going on to do. So they like take their one inch they have of fucking authority and they fucking run with it. It's like, dude, it's a shithole fucking bar. You think you're acting like the president's in there and we're like trying to assassinate someone.
What are they looking out for? Drugs?
No, they want to get a fake ID.
Oh,
there was about fights. These kids are like 19 years old. What are they going to do in a fight?
Right.
But we walk in and there was like. It was just, I was like, why are there so many cops? There was state troopers and regular cops. I'm like, what are you doing? God forbid a kid has too many beers and throws up. What, are you going to arrest him? Yeah. It was bizarre to say the least.
I got arrested prom weekend down the Jersey Shore.
For?
For underage drinking in my hotel room.
It was
a raid. They banged on the door.
Really?
Yeah, they banged on the door just to fucking fuck with people. And they found a beer in our room.
How old?
High school.
No, it was the year, dear.
We're 18. 1997. I got handcuffed to my friend Nick Orsioli because they ran out of they had the wrist ties for everyone. Yeah. They ran out of those, so they had to handcuff me and Nick Orsioli, who had a crush on at the time. And we got escorted out of the hotel
room
together.
News Radio was the number one show on TV.
We got escorted out the thing together, and everyone took pictures of us holding hands. It was the funnest, best thing ever.
That story.
And then
wasn't complete. That started so bad, and then just finished so high.
No, and then I had a little toy in my pocket.
What kind of toy? Sex toy?
No, it was like a little ad, like stuffed a little like a toy cat.
That's where you kept your drugs?
No, it was just a little toy cat. I got on the board or something like that. So he looks at his, they're searching me for whatever they think I had, and he pulls it out. He goes, at least you can tell your friends you got some pussy this weekend. The cop said that to me. I said,
to your gay ass, they said that to you.
Yeah.
You go, ew.
Yeah. But yeah, New Jersey's disgusting, and I never want to go back.
We're gonna get haters.
I don't give a fuck.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of not giving a fuck, my card was declined earlier in Harlem.
Oh, that's why I'm wearing these, because he's doing a beauty gig. What do you mean your card was declined? You don't even have a credit card. Don't you just have
my
a debit
card? No, I know. No, I have my card. No, declined. I have a card. I have a credit card.
It just got turned back on because Nana had some issues. What were you doing in Harlem? Your card got denied.
Well, no.
What'd you buy?
Well, I have a job tomorrow. I have to do the I'm doing the reunion show for the Jersey Shore. So yeah. I have to do the girls' hair. The lead hair and makeup artist over there.
Oh.
So I have to do, I do the whole
not
cast.
Not just regular. I'm the lead.
I'm the lead.
We be performing?
I tried to get hired as
I'm not performing. No, not performing. It's just them doing the reunion
just
show where they
quick
sit
money
down.
Grab, dear.
So I had to get some supplies. Now, Jenny, I have to do a full install, a full lace front install for her.
Now, you have wig tape? Actually, you know, why don't we do a quick bag reveal?
Yeah, so I have a bag reveal.
What's the name of the store? First of all, start with what's in my head.
That is...
Depression, anxiety, and addiction. No, what are these?
This is Empire Human Hair, Your Crowning Glory, Sensational Yaki 12-inch.
Okay.
This has argan oil in it.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's not that. This is just the one. This is where I have to
is
wrap.
Is this for black ladies only?
No.
Oh.
This for, that's for Snoopy.
Oh, Italians.
So I have to wrap that around her. That's for Nicole's ponytail.
Okay.
This is just to add a little bit of length and volume to Diener's hairdo.
I tried to get hired as the assistant, his beauty assistant for this. They weren't having it.
Now I got wig tape.
Do you mind?
Okay. And I went to the Mega Rolls. I got all this oil. This is $23. Now I never had to buy wig tape ever again because I went to the wholesale.
You went to wholesale. Now, Nana will only shop. Here, take this because I don't want to vulgar.
Now, Nana did buy a thinning shear. Okay.
Okay.
Thinning shears, that's going to help me blend the wig into whatever I need to be done.
I like those. Like when thinning you get your hair cut, I like those.
Yeah. I got an edger. Okay. Now, this is for the baby hairs. Mm. So if Pauly G has a baby hair hanging out, I need to go in there to get it.
What does that do?
This is also his toothbrush.
That's beaver brush.
Now I got eyelash glue. I got all.
Should we
this
sell beaver brushes?
New lashes. Now pick your favorite style.
Will you install on me? No.
A lash install?
Would you mind? I like hold them up.
Okay. Yeah.
3D glam. This is not me. I need something a little more refined. I'm gonna go with that on your right hand.
This is premium silk.
Oh, I have this silk.
Now it has 3D.
Do you mind if I put this on?
Now this is a mink effect.
No, I won't. I won't screw it up.
That's what I got there. And I also had to get, wig bonding glue and I still have to find ponytail covers, but cause Nicole might, there's someone might be wearing hot pink. Someone might be wearing rhinestone. I need to be prepared.
Speaking of hot pink, the jet skis thing, which you're going to, each house has a theme for this block party and theirs is pink. So we would have to wear something pink.
When is this happening?
Saturday.
I really don't want to go there. How do you really feel, girl?
tell us how you really feel. Now, what's
sorry, I'm coming off a bender.
Why do you have a pistol in there? Oh,
on.
Someone sent us these. In
oh
the
yeah,
mail.
This is looking. There's a receipt there. Someone sent me those. It says Kayla Carly. And yeah. Read it first.
So someone sent us these. Feel free to send us gifts. We'll always read them on the air. This is.
It's right there.
Guards for that wet bussy from Carly with a K.
And this is a
Joey offered these to Content Kim's husband. He Wait. Said. He says to Joey,
"When a man gets a certain age."
No, he said, "Kim." He goes, "I know that you laugh, and a little piddle comes out. Happens to a lot of girls at our age." He goes, "The elasticity is gone at that age, especially if you have children, y'all." It just
now,
goes
can you
and
shit
goes
in these?
Goes. You can't take a dump in that. Your shit is going to fit in this
if you glue two together.
So you can actually bond them together with the wig tape.
I should
or not, you can bond two together.
But yeah, so thank you for those gifts. If you want to send us anything, you can send it to Joey Camasta or Barstool Pat at 333 7th Avenue, second floor.
Barstool Sports,
Barstool
New York,
Sports,
New York, 10001. We also have our man Mafia up here.
Yeah, we take all donations. Oh, we also got a wedding invitation. Sandra? I don't know where it went. I think Content Kim has it. I'm not going to be able to make it, but Content Kim's going to go.
Yep, we're going to send Content Kim and who?
Smitty.
Yep.
No, we're going to send Content Kim and Jerry Black. They're going to go on a mom's night out.
We're going to send
she
Content
would love
Kim
that.
And Smitty.
She needs a vacay.
To the wedding.
Does Jerry Black drink heavily?
Judging from those late night DMs, love scotch. Yeah.
Scotch.
Yeah.
A Jewish woman from Louisiana who drinks scotch.
Big scotch gal, yeah.
What in the world?
Well, they broke the mold when they met, when they made Jerry. We all know that.
We do know that.
Oh, can I tell you about my new favorite show?
What's
it called?
And
I'm so proud.
Oh, I know what it is. It's the Barstool Show.
No.
What is it?
Well, it's called Antiques Roadshow. No, I'm kidding. My new favorite show is...
It's called Antiques Roadshow. It's been on the
air
since
52. And I'm a little pissed off about this. Erica Nardini, and I'm talking to you, CEO.
She-E-O.
She...
Oh, she doesn't like that.
I went for receipts.
What are you talking about?
She posted about the show, about the most dangerous game. She posted on her main page.
Who did?
Erica Nardini.
Oh.
And I look back and back all the way to 2012. She never posted about our show.
Well...
Barstool versus America. So she obviously has a favorite.
What's your...
Now what? We're going to have to go... Now I'm declaring wig wars.
Okay. I would officially declare a wig war. Miss Nardini versus Out and About.
No, so I watched the show. Rowan does a fantastic job hosting.
How great is he?
His comedic timing, his his delivery.
Why did everyone hate Billy Football in that? I didn't watch it yet.
I haven't watched it yet.
They're
either.
Jealous of Billy Football.
Of his cake?
Billy Football just wanted to go there and have fun.
Oh, why is that busted open? Absorbency test. Joe?
No, this not one down that's cracked open.
Well, okay, I'll do it on this. Quick absorbency test.
How much water is in there?
A lot.
Okay, so now this is after I had two iced coffees, a Gatorade, and a little bit of Sazerac from Jersey Jerry. I'm sorry.
This could really hold a grown...
Content, Jerry. What am I thinking? What was your name? Jerry Black.
Oh my God! Look at this.
Well, a man has a full bladder. Now a thoroughbred can piss in this, and it still stays dry.
So you could take Seabiscuit himself, put this right in here.
Wait, keep pouring, see where it all goes, and then we'll hold it up. Now throw it at Sandra's head.
Are you kidding me? The absorbency, Joey?
Let me see. Shake it
locked
a little bit. Oh my God!
Absorbency test. Feel how it. And now the best part is, once it cools down, you can actually use it.
Now, it is dry to the touch.
No, it literally is. Feel that. That's incredible.
Wow. Oh, well, shout out to Amazon Basics Men's Guards Maximum Absorbency with Odor Control One Size Fits Most.
Don't do an ad.
Now, you can if we want to advertise, imagine at the upfronts, everyone has like all these people coming in, like, you know, Chevy and this and that. Me and Joey have Men's Guards, yeah. Tampax.
But yeah, it's a great show. Can I play a thing of my favorite part of Tommy Smokes? I'm Team Tommy.
So
I watched the first episode. Jordan Woodruff did surprisingly well. I just talked to her. She's actually, everyone thinks she's going to be the weakest link. She's actually very a good competitor.
Jordan is a sneaky good competitor.
She's really great in it. Well, she's from the backwoods.
Well, she's backbred.
I'm going to play this clip of my friend Tommy Smokes screaming like a woman, and it's the funniest thing ever. This is Tommy.
Those are scorpions.
No, they're alive!
One move, and I think I
screamed
like
a
woman almost right now.
I saw that. I was rolling on the floor. What a great performance from my friend Tommy Smokes. And he has a great track record because he wins a lot of things.
He does. And you can catch that on the Barstool Sports YouTube page. I think every night will probably be in episode 4 by the time this airs.
Yes.
We're rooting for Tommy.
Do you think that I should do that? Now everyone keeps, there's a lot of back and forth with this. Do you think I should do Barstool where I have to live here? Barstool versus
Survivor.
Barstool Survivor.
I think you'd be a fucking nightmare. I think if you were doing it, I would not, because I would. You'd be a nightmare to be with here.
I think you'd be good.
Yeah.
I think you should. I mean, you should definitely do it. You should definitely do it. Well, it's just because I want to see other people
I'm getting mixed reviews from my camp, from both camps.
Well, who told you no? Leah?
No. I mean, here.
Oh. Well, who's your other camp?
Just people that give me advice that I talk to a lot.
Who?
Here. No, you don't know them.
I need to know who. It's not Dana. Don't even tell me it's
no,
Dana.
No, producers and higher-ups I
higher
speak
ups.
To. Well, they called me in a couple times last week, and they gave me like a pros and cons of things.
Oh, so you're really considering doing this. So it's Surviving Barstool where you live in the office.
What's the prize this year?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it 10K again?
I'm not looking for money.
Okay.
I'm not looking for money. I'm looking for three hots in a cot, y'all.
I'm looking to Airbnb my place out for the week.
I can actually Airbnb. Now, I'm going to walk out of there with $2,000 over my Christian ass. I'm walking out of there with $2,000.
No, I don't know, but I don't think that's the right show for me. I think there's gonna be more shows coming out that will be much more
Speaking of the great Tom Mullins, who's an editor here, approached me. Joey and I had a DI a while back to do, like, it's almost like a cross between The Simple Life and Dirty Jobs, where we go to these different things and train and do the jobs. Tom Mullins, who's like one of the greatest editors we have here, you're doing a back call. Stop. Came up to me and said, "Here's this was my idea," and he gave us.
No, Mari has the sound. Sound still good?
Sandra, that look familiar?
The levels look fine.
We're still good on sound.
The levels look fine.
He gave me ideas of things we could do. Now, this is actually the Sandra's pubic area. Believe it or not. This is actually a bush that Sandra has before she uses Manscaped. So we'll check that out. Oh, we have a Griffin Johnson interview coming up after this. TikTok extraordinaire Griffin Johnson.
I can't believe he hit on me like that. It was so weird.
It was beyond uncomfortable. Every time that he turned around, he was just looking you up and down, ready to pounce like a goddamn tiger in the woods.
Well, you know he's been a chubby chaser for many years.
Yeah. Well, Griffin Johnson did talk about his sex life, which he doesn't do often. He addressed the rumors of him dating his assistant. He talked about how he got into TikTok, why he left LA, why he left Sway House, what he's doing now, and basically what it's like to be young, young, dumb, full of cum, and rich and famous. Not dumb. He's very smart. But I was very impressed with him. Yeah. He was funny, too, you know, which was nice. 22 years old. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I turned it into a little bit of a business interview. I go, now has venture capital work?
When I started milking his prostate,
he milked it like this, believe it or not. His prostate is external. No, we had an absolute blast with Griffin. So we hope you guys really enjoy that interview. I think we're just going to let it rip right now. How does that sound?
Yeah.
All right. Here is Griffin Johnson.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
All right, we're here with Griffin Johnson, TikToker extraordinaire, Josh Richards, very good friend, and someone who has flown in all the way from, I believe, Florida just to be on our show because he saw Josh came in and he got so jealous that he was the supreme. He said, I need to come in and really show him up. So let's get on this mic because they're very weak.
Get up on that thing.
Get up on that like a wedding dick, dear. Talk to us. What are you doing in New York? What have you been up to? And what are your pronouns?
Yeah.
I prefer he, him.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for starting me.
Now, ours will change throughout the telecast.
Okay. Right,
depending on how we're feeling.
And if you misgender, we will cancel you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just want to let you know.
So I need to keep up with that?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So you're he, him. And tell us again, what are you up to?
Yeah. So I came here yesterday. I threw the first pitch of the Mets game.
Did you?
Epic. Yeah.
That's so cool.
It was a fail, though, because I didn't know that they weren't going to give me a catcher. I thought it was going to be like one of the players. It was my friend that was with me. I don't think he's caught a baseball in maybe 30, 40 years. So I threw it. I lobbed it. And it was like right above his head.
Oh, my God.
And instead of just standing up, he put his glove like this and tried to like move up with the ball. Spun on the back foot. Fell in the middle of the batter's box. Messed up all the lines. And his shoe flew off.
Good Lord. How does that come about?
Sounds like a wild night for me on a Thursday in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah. So like,
did you get this on Pride Night? Were you performing at Pride Night in the men's room?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did, actually.
You have a team of people. You're here with a lovely lady who is your assistant. I asked if it was your girlfriend. It is not.
Everyone thinks that, though.
I know.
Are you sleeping with your assistant?
I have before. We used to date, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See?
So we go way back.
You also used to date someone very famous on TikTok whose name I believe is Dixie D'Amelio.
Oh, I thought.
And you wrote a diss track.
I did
about her exposing you for cheating.
Correct. I was already fucked. Like, I already got exposed.
You got fucked? Or that's why you broke up? Because you were getting fucked?
Well, no, I didn't actually. It was just a Snapchat. I wish I would have fucked at that point because I got so much hate for it. I should have just done
Can you spit a couple lines from the track?
Joey, give a beat, please.
You said I cheated, and that's just fucked up, but you believed it. Ain't that convenient?
Oh my God.
Griffin, a man of many talents.
Well, the auto tune helps.
Oh, yeah. Well, we need Marty that. Will get on that. Okay, so there was someone. So we talked to, he's good friends, for those of you who don't know, Kareem, who worked on Dave's show, BFFs, before. Was he fired from BFFs?
I think so.
Yeah. So Kareem is one of Dave's guys here. He set us up with Griffin. And before Griffin came in, we said, give us the rundown on this guy. Tell us everything we need to know about him, because we know who he is from the internet, but we want to get the juicy stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the things that he said while we're on the topic of cheating is that you had asked a girl for toe pics.
That is true.
And so Joey had thought maybe it would be, a good thing for him to have his toes exposed when you came in.
Really? But then I went down there, realized I have a bunion, a corn, and a hammer toe. And I didn't want to turn your stomach.
I love a good hammer toe.
Oh, do you?
No.
Are you a foot guy?
So I'll actually explain it. So at the time, I wish I would have just said, like, show me your pussy. Like, I should have just said that.
Well, that was your hello to me today. So when you walked in.
So he actually said, show me your pussy. Yeah. Joey, believe it or not.
That's what happened. And I was trying to make it like a weird joke, and it just ended up not being a weird joke because I was moving around the fact that I was saying, like, I want to see your ass. So I tried to take an easier approach, and it just backfired completely.
So they took it out of context. So you took the scenic route to get the nude, essentially.
I did. I tried. I didn't get toe
ruined
picks.
Your relationship. It ended in a diss track and ended in something else.
You were only accused of asking for toe picks, though, right?
No, he asked for it.
Yeah, he asked for the toe pics. So you got in trouble for asking for toe pics?
That is what the whole thing was.
It'd be a lot worse if you asked for the pussy pic.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So,
all you could have said is, I have a sickness, I love toes, and I want you, to let me suck your toes more often. Like, play it off.
There was no playing it off.
Okay.
So essentially,
she wanted out. She wanted out.
And that was her excuse to get out, essentially, is I'm looking for an out
speculation,
with this guy.
Speculation.
Did you get money from the Hulu campaign they got? Any residuals?
I think I should.
Hold on.
Yeah.
We're on the toe topic right now.
Okay. Toe topic. Right.
So she dumped you because she wanted a reason out.
Well, it's speculation, but there was another guy in the mix. Made sense. He was, blowing up on the app.
What's his name?
A lot more brand friendly than me. I was kind of a shithead. We had sway going on. It made sense. From a career perspective, it made sense. I don't know, though.
You think she dated just for career? It's all part of her brand, who she's dating.
No, separation. I wouldn't say all of it. I think at the time, she probably kind of liked him and was like, this is much better for my career.
Who was that person?
And he's probably better looking. Noah Beck.
Okay, I saw
that. Are you still friends with him?
Yeah, I don't mind.
And so
I'm over it now. I used to be like, fuck you.
Do you still talk? Fuck you, I hate you. That's what Joey says to me when I try and make him come in and record more than twice a week. Do you still talk to old Dix, E?
Yeah, me and Dix don't really communicate that much.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Every once in a while.
So you were in LA, you were in the Sway House. I'm like so well versed in this now. Thank you, Kareem. You're in the Sway House, and I will retain information that I heard 15 minutes prior.
Yeah,
you're in the Sway House. You moved to Florida. You gave it all up to go fishing. You're like out of the scene.
I'm essentially out of this shit.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like LA really.
But are you still doing you're not like in like the TikTok lifestyle?
Not really.
How does that work? You switched up like your brand. Now you're doing TikToks for like fishing. Which is good. That's a big market, obviously.
It's like outdoors.
Right.
So, fishing. I did like a bunch of videos recently with like alligators, swimming with alligators. That shit was crazy.
Go Gators.
Go Gators.
Where in Florida did you live?
I live like North Miami.
North Miami. Oh, good. So you can get down there if you want to wild out.
Exactly.
With the Latino ladies. Right. Or, you can stay up north and, fly your freak flag. Freak flag meaning the Trump flag.
Now, we won't yuck your yum on this show. We will not do it. If you like toes, that's fine. We won't yuck a young deer, or we won't kink shame. You work with Sydney Wells, who works here. She's our outdoors girl. She's fantastic. You've done a few videos with her.
Yeah. We did some fishing stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah, she wanted us to kill turkeys in the wild, in the wilderness. Remember? Yeah.
She wanted to take you guys?
Yeah, she tried
pitching us on hunting a fucking wolf.
A goose was
in Idaho.
Yeah.
She's like, why don't we go hunt a wolf? I was like, I've never even shot a gun. I'm going to go hunt an apex predator?
Yeah.
I'm good, sis. No thanks.
Yep. So you were fishing?
Yeah, we went fishing.
Did you throw them back or you eat them?
We threw those back. You can't even eat the fish.
Like a used pussy.
Yeah, just like
throw it back.
Yeah, use it for a good time and then put it back.
So, cool.
Ride it hard, put it away wet,
Ride it hard. Now, what is it?
She was road hard
and put up wet. Where are you from? Now, she was rode hard.
Where are you
she
from?
She could eat a corn cob through a picket fence. She could eat, now, he gets meaner than a rattlesnake, and he unhinges that jaw like a cobra, okay? Where are you from?
Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois. Ooh. What's that? Is that near Kentucky?
No, it's by Chicago, isn't it?
Well, Chicago's a little north, so it's like Chicago, Champaign, me, Kentucky.
Huh.
That's the layout.
So you're a country boy.
Well, you know,
you like them. Say. You like them thick.
I think
define,
so.
Define thick.
But like the Meyer type?
Slim, yeah, is sheer type.
Yeah, am I say, no, I'm slim thick.
Yeah,
yeah, slim thick.
Let me paint a picture. Say he has a wig. She has a wig on.
Okay.
They
have a wig on. Is it changing?
Just for the segment.
Great, for the segment. Say they have a wig on. You walk out of this office. You see a vision marching down 7th Ave. And you hear...
Okay.
You look to the left. Don't look yet. You look to the left. And this is what you see. Look down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smash your pass, Griffin.
It's a hell of a camel toe they have.
It's called the moose knuckle, dear.
Oh, the moose knuckle. Yeah, yeah. Definitely,
there's,
yeah.
There's heat coming off this thing.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't
You'll get the vibrations.
So you heard it here first.
You'll feel heat coming off it.
That's a smash. Define thick. I think that's.
That was,
I mean, not
thick.
Dummy thick. Joey's like 2 C's. 3 C's is like a lot.
Almost a Q. Do you get a Q? Is that like the next level? I feel
Q thick is like who's quarter thick here?
Daniela.
Daniela. No. Daniela's got to eat.
Ebony.
Disorder. Ebony.
She's dumb thick.
She's dummy thick.
Dummy thick.
Oh. Did you do anything for Pride Month? I feel like you must have a ton of gay fans. I feel like that's you guys like invented like. Not to like give you all the credit, but you guys like invented like TikTok in a way. Like you were the first ones there. Like you were the original, like as Dave said, the OGs, you know.
Has James Charles ever tried to get in your pants?
No, James is a pretty good friend, actually.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I feel like there's probably some of my other
misconceptions about him.
Yeah. You know, James got a bad rap, but I like James.
That's because people are jealous, probably.
Yeah. I actually like James.
What was the video where he popped his tuck? Was that you who said
that?
Yeah.
Poolside.
Poolside. He was poolside in like a women's one piece, and I get a text message
Marco
from Joey at 3 in the morning. It's him like popping his tuck. Josh Richards tucked while he was on the show.
Yeah.
You know what tuck
legend
is?
Says? He's
yeah,
still
you
tucked.
Like, you know, like you stick in, you then you cross your legs, and you're like, look at me, I got a pussy.
Yes.
Oh my God, he's so well versed.
That's going to be a good clip. Everyone's going to be like, he comes clean about his transition.
Can
and goes,
isolate,
look at me, I got
a pussy.
A pussy.
Just isolate, I have a pussy.
Now she will come out.
Now she will come out on the show. Will you come out for us just so we can make some waves, please?
Yeah, just.
Great.
Woohoo.
What other shows do you want to do while you're here?
I don't even know. I actually
you're so
don't.
Chill.
I don't know all of the podcasts here. There's so fucking.
This is
many.
The only one. It's the best one.
I mean, we'll tell you the ones to avoid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mean Girls.
Avoid Mean Girls.
Is that really?
Avoid KFC Radio.
Avoid Cause I Said So.
Oh yeah.
Avoid. Cause I Said So. Well, they have this woman on there. Her name is Content Kim.
Oh, she's a fucking. She's a whore.
And she cannot keep her hands off the guys,
especially the young ones.
Especially the young ones. So. Okay. What else should we
She's
avoid?
In her 60s.
All right. We don't discriminate.
What would be good? What would Griffin be good on?
I think he'd be good on.
Don't. Shall we?
Well, that show's no longer around.
Watch what you
that
said.
Show's no longer around.
I thought you were going to say
have
my,
you ever put
my
yourself
face.
On a, have you ever put yourself on. Griffin, have you ever put yourself on a spending freeze or on a gluten-free diet?
Stop.
I have not.
Okay.
I haven't dabbled with that.
So yeah, so then that podcast won't be good for you.
Joey, you're getting out of control.
Okay. Are you friends with Brianna Chicken Fry? Do you know who she is?
Chicken Fry would be great.
That'd be great. Party with Grace. Her?
Oh yeah, I like them both.
Grace will try to make you ride that thing home.
Grace?
Yeah.
Really?
Grace O'Malley.
So she wants the guys to ride her face.
Yeah.
Believe
she's
really
a bull in the sack.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Bottom?
Who knows?
No, Grace at top.
She'll pounce.
Okay.
Do you hung out with? Did you go when Brianna was in Miami with those guys? You hung out with her and them, right? You went out with them.
I don't know if you remember, but there was like this whole thing because I asked her to shave my armpit, like trim my armpit, and she like did a video about it, and then her boyfriend got really mad.
They broke up. Because of it.
That's a reason.
That's why they broke up.
He broke up breaking. He broke up.
I mean, imagine it's like you ask a girl to trim your armpit, and your boyfriend gets mad. It's like.
Get yeah, it. You got
to
cut.
Sandra asked us to trim her armpits not too long ago.
Right.
Yeah. Do you trim them though? Always. Why? Just because they get you buzz them or
I
trim
got
them?
Some. I got some bushy.
Can we
ass
see?
Arm.
Do you mind?
See?
Yeah.
Can you see?
Oh, what a shame! He'll have to take the shirt off.
See?
Oh my god!
Oh, you do have bushy armpits.
That's pretty. That's a
now
lot
the
of
desk
bush.
Will rise. Quite a lot.
Can we lift this?
So you just trim it right down.
Yeah, just take it. It's like it takes like 30 seconds, maybe tops.
Dude, that's how long I last in the sack.
Okay. Do the drapes match? The curtains match the drapes?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, we're like a darkish brownish.
Darkish brownish. Mm. That's the same complexion of the men that Sandra likes. Believe it or not.
Really?
Have you ever met Justin Bieber?
I've not.
It would seem like it wouldn't be a stranger if you were in that circle, though, right? You run with pretty famous
people.
Yeah,
who do you hang out with? Like,
yeah,
you lost
besides
all,
us.
Did you, besides us. Did you, like, lose all your friends because you moved out of L.A.? Like, who are you with now? Just hometown buddies?
No, I mean, I still hang out with, like, Josh and stuff a lot. We were just at the Indy 500 a couple weeks ago.
That's so fun.
People come through Miami a lot. Like, when they ask who do I hang out with, it's always just random as fuck.
Yeah. So it's safe to say that Trish and I are the most famous friends that you have.
Yeah, okay. I would say. That's an easy thing to say.
So what's like a weekend like for you? I feel like you're like a guy who would like rather hang out and like listen to music and have a couple of beers with his friends than like go to a club.
I don't
and go
out
nuts.
That much. Like I save it. Like I'm not a stick in the mud. It's not like I'm fucking lame. But I go out like once a month. I'll go hard, and then the rest of the time it's like fishing or like chilling on a boat, drinking beer.
Do you own
like
a boat?
I don't right now.
Do you own a home?
I do own a home
in Florida.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
That's nice.
I love living there.
Do you live very? That's nice. That's a very good. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank
to be
you.
A homeowner at your age.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm 72 years old. I could be a great grandmother, and I don't even own a pair of shoes that aren't done with credit.
No, I like Florida. It's great.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Fort Lauderdale.
Like in between Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
Fort
like
Lauderdale's where all the gay porn stars hang out.
Really?
Yeah. We're friends with Rochelle
Manners.
Oh, Rochelle Ryan's probably trying to fucking date him. You know Rochelle
you
Ryan,
have
the
porn
star?
I don't.
She loves college boys and she's hot as hell.
Really?
I'll show you her pictures.
I might have to, yeah.
Slide into your DM. She would love you.
We had Rochelle Ryan on. For those you haven't seen, check it out. What she does is she goes on Tinder with her straight up porn pictures. She gets college guys and then they come over to fuck her and she'll go, oh, do you mind if I film it on my phone? And she'll do like anonymous.
No
like,
shit.
Yeah, she loves college boys.
Imagine if they actually like started dating and got in a serious
and we set them up.
Yes.
Wow. We could start our own million-year-old matchmaker show.
I mean, like if she DM'd me whenever I was in college, I mean, it would have
I'm
been.
Sure she did.
She's dragging a wagon, that one.
Oh, I see. Right here.
She oh, there she is with us.
May 5th.
This very same seat you're sitting in.
Cinco de Mayo, huh?
Yes.
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. Little Cinco de Mayo taco, huh?
Yeah. Well, she showed us taco. Her pink taco. But yeah, if you're looking for, you know, a thunderfuck. She'll
if you're looking for a girl, to throw that thing down so hard, she'll shout on your pelvis.
Yeah,
that's Rochelle Ryan.
Okay,
now she
okay.
will crack the hip. Do you date? Are you dating? Or are you just fucking?
Just fucking.
Yeah. And how do you find the? Are all the girls you find? Are they like
same as Marty?
They got to be gorgeous. Are they all girls like around your age?
I mean, yeah. I don't. It doesn't really skew much off of like the. I don't do 18. Like
how
20,
old?
20 to 25. There's been a few like a little bit older.
How
than
old
that,
are you?
But I'm 23.
Same.
Right. We're the same age, right?
Yeah. We're both in January too. We're both Capricorns. You're the 13th. I am the third.
Great memory, Joe.
We used to date Griffin.
Oh,
oh my God. Clearly, he did didn't mean them as much as you just did to me.
He hasn't stopped talking about it. Now, Nan has a tough time separating reality from... so you're just like, how do you meet girls? You go out and you meet them or I'm sure it's just DM. It's probably just like fishing with dynamite. Girls are in your DMs and you just go through and you pick the hottest one. You invite them over. You probably wear headphones and dark shades.
Yeah.
On the couch.
How do you weed out the thirst traps trying to use you for your fame and money? I'm still having trouble with it.
It's, I don't think you really can.
Yeah. But you just happen to have more times than not. Would you think that girl, you can get thirsty people just using you because of your stature and
Which ironically is what we're doing.
Yeah. Right? The reason we asked you here now, Griffin, is I will try to make you. And Trish will get in the bank account.
No, what I love is that people...
Oh, it's Tommy Salami.
Oh,
hold Tommy on. Salami.
I missed a phone call from Tommy Salami.
Hello, Mr. Salami.
All right. I was going to say pick it up, but it already went.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the thirst traps.
Okay. Well, a lot of people, they try to act like they're not like a fan or they don't know who you are. And they're like, They overdo it. Then they're just assholes. Then they're just assholes. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah. Because they're too standoffish. They pretend too much. Oh, like, what do you do? What's
I don't give
name?
A fuck. I don't watch TikTok. Yeah. Fucking TikTok sucks.
And yeah. Like, that's not what you want.
I didn't say I did TikTok. So how'd you even know I did TikTok?
King.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
On God. No cap.
And that, yeah.
That's a major fuck up. That's a major fuck up.
So what's your type?
Ooh. You know,
I'm 6'4", gangly.
Ooh.
Has a podcast at Barstool Sports. Do you have a type of lady you like?
Not really. I've dated blondes, I've dated brunettes, black hair, tan, pale.
Black people.
Like, I've thought about that before actually. What's my type? I don't
know.
You
really a checkerboard
know.
Chick?
A checkered board?
Oh, the one question I did write down. What's I don't know if you're gonna say this or not, because it's quite controversial.
Okay.
Do you know your number?
Oh.
Your body count?
My number? Oh.
We can do an over-under if that makes you more comfortable.
You see, I've tried to put it out in my notes before.
I did too, but I ran out of paper.
I forgot.
I had a physical note.
No. And then you
that's
like,
what I, that's you'd be I, going I, through. I write it out with a quill pen.
So he was actually, so this is colonial times back when Nana had sex.
He goes, I did need to get a quill.
Yeah.
To write my list.
So you don't know your number. It's got to be
I really don't,
hundreds easily.
Hundreds easily. I don't know.
She's
I
would thousands.
Say if I had to do an over under, I would say probably definitely over like 30, but under
full sex
100, but somewhere in that skew because no more than 30.
Yeah, 50. Griffin, you're
in the 50 to 100.
You've been Griffin, honest thus far, dear. Let's why I stop now.
Can I ask you something, Griffin?
I really don't know. Though.
Do you mind if I see this earlobe, please?
This earlobe.
Oh, she doesn't know what this is.
Tuck your hair back so I can see your full ear.
Okay.
Wow.
is that a thing? Do I have good lobes?
You have great lobes, dear.
Yes.
Wow.
Dear, that is very grandmother.
I haven't seen a result like that in a long time. She thinks.
Since Jetski.
No, it's like, yeah. So she wants to tell you the science.
Okay.
I've studied this at the University of...
Skin Flute.
Skin Flute. Okay. University of Phoenix Online.
Oh, yeah.
For many years.
Yeah.
And I have a diagnostic. I can tell how big a guy's dick is. I can tell how big a guy's dick is just from looking at their earlobe. And
I really
can
to hear
see
this.
The length and the girth. I can see everything. And
It's the measure from here to here, isn't it?
That's
the real
science
thing.
Isn't as proven as what I've
Joey holds his hands up. It's this.
Yeah. But yeah, I can tell the length and girth, not exactly, but almost exactly. And I can tell the shape as well. That's a direct correlation.
Are you
look
serious?
Look at your dip next time.
Is that like a superpower? Or is that like a science?
What's a science?
That's
I found
years
out.
Of practice. That's years of practice.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a formula, but only you know the formula.
No, the formula is look at Trisha's ear.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Sandra, can you point to the dip for me? Do you mind?
I've attached earlobes. So he's going to tell me I have no dick.
No, you haven't.
yours is. See, this is a setup for the joke.
No, it's not.
That is a small dick.
No, yours is exactly right.
What do you mean it's exactly right?
Look at the dip. See the dip in his ear? The long, part there. So that you can see the length.
This here, I have no lobe.
Not that.
No. There's a dip there.
The dip.
I see the dip.
So the dip, that's what you're looking for is the dip. You can see how length it is, how the long it is. So I've seen his dick before and that is, okay. So that one you see is like some people have no dip. So that means it's like very small, but that dip means it is long and not very, very thick, but it's big.
It's long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yours is
that was very nice. I thought you were going to say something very mean. It's of course it's
very
lie,
heavy,
but it's nice.
No, yours is definitely heavy. It's probably a good 3 pounds on its own.
3 pounds.
If we have Griffin on the show.
It would sound like this.
Guessing.
It would sound like this. If it dropped on the floor.
Okay. I'll take that. How's I don't know about that.
I'll take it. Okay. Now, I will need to relax.
Now she just took her peel. It hasn't set in. How has, why aren't you doing any of the podcasting stuff? How do you make money? Is it just off TikTok reels?
No. So I do a lot of like business stuff.
Brand deals. Side.
I like, we have a VC fund. We have like all kinds of shit.
What's a VC fund?
You invest money basically.
Venture capital.
So venture capital. You raise money.
Now, Sandra sells creams from the Dead Sea. It's a pyramid scheme. So if you want, you can invest with her company.
Really?
And you can sell, you can make.
She also sells used panties, believe it or not. Only when she's on the rag.
God.
You have the VC fund.
Yep.
Back to reality. You have the VC fund.
Yep.
Are you required to put in like a certain amount of money every month, or they go through like, here's your Series A, this is what we're putting in, here's your Series B, and yep. then who allocates where the money goes?
So we have a guy that runs our fund.
Is it Michael Gruen?
It's not Michael Gruen.
Okay.
Michael Gruen helped us start it, but a guy yep. named Marshall Sandman does.
So does he have a piece of it, Gruen?
Our first fund, not the second fund.
Got it.
Let's pretend my Venmo account is the fund and just press VC on that. I got it.
Great. Okay. So he puts in, it's on Cameo. So he puts in, so you guys are saying, okay, there's 10 TikTokers.
Mm-hmm.
You each have to put in $500,000 or whatever it is. And then how's it work?
No, so we raise money from like not TikTok.
Oh.
But the reason I said that was because I do a lot of deals like, you know, regular brand deals where they just pay you and you post about it.
Yeah.
But instead they'll be like, we want your name in our like advisory board or whatever. So I'll put in some money and then they do like a regular brand deal. So they kick me money back. But really I'm just getting the brand deal because they wanted to say I invested.
Got
it. So that's how a lot of my deals are.
So how many people are on your team?
So I'm signed to WME.
So they set you up with everyone essentially.
A lot. Yeah. Some of it's on my own. Like some of it's them, but we just kind of, you know, come together and tackle it.
Now, this is a business podcast. We just went full token. Well, now you don't have to do token CEO either because we just got to the bottom of it all.
Right, right.
Joey, what are you doing?
I was looking through my DMs.
Anyone of note?
Yeah, I got invited to a birthday party and someone said fucking disgusting to our video of our science fair. That was all I got
science
to look at.
Science fair.
We had a science fair recently. We turned frogs gay and then turned them back to straight.
Right. With Arian Foster, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Wait, you can turn frogs?
Yes.
What?
Well, Bailey really? Football developed a special anecdote that he has.
Mm-hmm.
The anachrome, was it called?
Anachrome.
Yeah.
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome.
Yep.
So
that was great.
Okay. That's interesting.
Well, let's
exchange phone numbers.
Exchange phone numbers. Let's exchange snaps and Venmos as well. I'll also need some credit cards for Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Okay. I will need, I'll send you some toe picks.
Okay.
Sandra will send you her bussy.
You can get some good money for those. I think.
Know. I had a fin sub for a while who would send me money.
Fin dom.
I was the fin dom. I would talk shit to him online. I'd be like, "You dirty little." And he'd send me like,
"I told
send,
you,
what? Yeah, dude." And he'd send me like $100 every
asked
time.
You not I to talk about our past.
No, it was insane. And then it escalated. He's like, "Send pictures of your feet." I was like, "That's $1.50, sis."
That's a
and
buck
then I do
fin.
That. And then That's he'd be like, "Can you put your dick next to your foot?" And I was like, "Sure, I'll put my dick next to my foot." So I was making like $1,000 a week.
Now I get a Charlie horse if I try to do that.
Wait, I'm trying to think about that. It's like
I jacked it up like this.
Yeah, what's
the, yeah? She will do a contortion.
Go down like that. Now I will contort, and so I was doing that, and I was selling those for $200.
That's
and,
a lot.
But
of
it
work.
Was great, but I was making over $1,000 a week. And then this guy, he was a Brooklyn restaurateur, and then he just disappeared off the face of the earth. And I've been trying to find him ever since. But he sent me a really gross picture once that I was like, "This isn't worth the money." I'm not even gonna say what it was, but it was a gaping asshole.
Okay,
wow. That was too much. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's where I cut it off. I'm sure you've gotten tons of requests for people to.
Definitely gotten some in the days.
Yeah.
I haven't counted really.
Only know. Fans for you ever?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rochelle, unless you meet Rochelle, she'll stick you on there without your consent.
Yeah. She has a camera hidden in her pussy. Okay.
She just puts a GoPro in there or what? Yeah.
Shoves it in there. Imagine you go on Instagram and open, you click on Joey's profile and messages. It's just all Joey. It's just pictures.
Oh, from me to him? I'm saying to her? Sorry.
Sorry. We don't mean to misgender. Even though Pride Month's over. Well, Griffin, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on. We have to thank Kareem as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though he lied about both the price of his apartment and the size of his
cock,
penis before this show, we really do appreciate him. And whenever you're in New York, make sure to come by and I'd tell you to plug your shit, but everyone knows where to find you. Any new projects you want to talk about? Anything at all coming up? You don't care.
No, I just got a movie. That's about it.
A movie?
Yeah. I fly out tomorrow, actually, to do all that stuff.
Oh, you couldn't have brought that up at the top of the interview?
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, this, like, divulge into, like, sexual, like, perversion. What's the movie?
Hey, guys, now that we've talked about my penis, I have a movie coming out.
You're acting in it?
Yeah, so I produced and I'm starring in it. It's pretty funny.
What's it called? What's it about?
It's funny because there's a song on TikTok already called this, but Diamond in the Rough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a rom-com leaning more towards comedy, but... it's with like David Koshner from The Office and Anchorman, you know?
Yeah.
Funny as hell.
Oh, wow.
And Samantha Boscarino from Good Luck Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you need any extras? Shit. Any overweight middle-aged extras?
Yeah, you want to come in?
No, Sandra's just available. She said, and she's always had the acting bug for many years.
It's just good. A stepping stone.
That was good. That was good.
So you're going to start shooting that. I'm sure by the time.
Well, I'm finished. It's
you're
coming
finished.
Out.
When does it actually come out? Because it'll probably be out by the time this airs.
June 29th.
Oh, it'll be out. And when? Where can people find it?
So it's going to go in theaters first. It's like weird how they structure deals. So it's like, it comes out, it's like people can watch it in theaters and shit, and then it takes like 3 or 4 months because Hollywood's slow, and then it goes out to like
You're
Amazon.
Telling me, sister.
And then it goes out forever. To where?
Yeah, right. Amazon. It'll be on Amazon.
Oh.
And there's like a app you can watch it on called Creator Plus, too.
Good for you.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
You should be very proud of yourself. You're doing big things at such a young age, and you're very humble and polite.
Thank you. Can I clip that?
Yes.
Can we clip that?
Absolutely.
I'll put that on my resume.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Griffin, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube. Goodbye.
Subscribe.